Welcome to Inner Work Journal Podcast. This podcast is about doing the inner work, doing the daily steps for a better internal condition. Welcome. This is the Inner Work Journal Podcast. So if you're familiar with me, you are familiar with the Inner Work Journal I've been talking about for a few months now. And let me go back in time a little bit to let you all know where it all came from. This time last year, I was in depression. It was bad. And I sank low and low into depression as the year ended. And I like inspirational, motivational books, videos, things of that nature I've been listening to for forever. And with this depression I was going through and everything, is things that stood out to me when I looked at these inspirational, motivational people. There are common elements that they all seem to share, and I decided to put it together in a journal. And so that brought about the Inner Work Journal. Now, before that, I began to do my gratitude every day, which just being thankful and getting myself into a thankful mode every day. And that seemed to, you know, help me through my depression. But when I put this journal together, putting these steps together to do every day, it really made a difference. And since it made such a difference for me, I wanted to share it. And so, as you know, I've been talking about it and trying to get everybody to go ahead and download the journal, but it has helped me tremendously. I'm no longer depressed. I have less stress, less anxiety, and I just want to share it with everyone. So if you haven't done so, go ahead and download that journal. But today is the first episode of the podcast. I figured I'd do a podcast to kind of spread the word about what I think is this wonderful, you know, set of steps that everyone can do. All it requires is a little time every day. And so I'll tell you a little bit about me. Besides the depression I went through and was able to get out of, thankful for a couple of people around me also who were there by my side and also encouraging me and being there. And it makes such a difference for people who go through depression for to have someone to be there. So I thank those people who were there. But I've worked, just like most of us, I've worked in these jobs, you know, I've had like hundreds of jobs, it seems, since I started working at the ripe age of like 13. But in my latest jobs, my recent jobs, leading up to that depression, you know, you'll accept jobs that you don't particularly want to sometimes, and that's how it is sometimes. You want to pay the bills. You want to go ahead and do what you have to do. And so I found myself in my last position using up 14 hours of my day between commuting and going to work and not enjoying what I was doing. That became my life. And then the stresses of the environment, it just compounded, and a lot of things went on. And yeah, so I'm just a whole different place right now than I was last year. And I know some of you can feel what I'm talking about. You have jobs that you go to and it's stressful. You got high anxiety and you have to be there for one reason or another, or you're deciding to stay there for one reason or another. And so you know what I mean. And for this particular place I was before all of this, before it became overbearing, it's just a, I kind of want to, you know, safeguard people because, you know, I want to be courteous to folks, but you know how we can get. And so this job, it really got to me and got under my skin and started affecting my health. My health, I was in the doctor's office like at least 3 times a month, and that's a minimum amount of time. It was so bad. So when my depression hit the lowest, I think that it did, you know, I was in bed and I didn't want to leave the bed. And so depression, there's nothing like depression. And so I don't want to talk about depression forever, but I just want y'all out there to know that I understand what you might be going through and where this all came from. This all derived from the depression I was in. It was bad. And so the Inner Work Journal. And so this podcast is just to, like I said, to spread the word about this. And let me tell you about the Inner Work Journal. I'll tell you about where you can go ahead and get it. For those of you who know, go ahead and pick that up. But it's there and it's accessible. But there are three main components to it that as soon as you wake up in the day, whatever time it is that you start your day, you do these steps. And like I said, for me, it has done wonders. And so I'm hoping that it can do the same for you. You start with gratitude. Gratitude is just getting yourself in a state of humbleness. It's letting go of the ego that is surrounding your life and being humble and just being grateful for whatever it is that you have. Whether it is a kitchenette apartment or a mansion, you must be grateful for what it is that you have. The universe is abundant, and gratefulness is a way of just letting the universe know that you appreciate whatever it is that you have. When you humble yourself and give thanks, you not only let the universe know how grateful you are for whatever you have, you allow yourself to receive more. So gratefulness. So we start every day with gratefulness. Then you go to meditation. The meditation is simply getting yourself into the moment. It's a way of connecting with yourself. It's a way of connecting with your God, your spirits, whatever you believe. You don't think about the past and you don't think about what's to come. You allow yourself to be in that moment at that time. It's a way, it's the best way to connect with yourself. And so you spend at least a few minutes every day in meditation. And then we move to affirmations. Now, affirmations is a way of affirming or putting whatever it is that you want your life to be into the universe. However you see yourself as being, however the best way that you can be, the best you that you can be, you affirm that. You give that to the universe to work with. So you want to state these things, you know, to the universe, and it's good to write them down and do that every day. You proclaim what it is that you want your life to look like. And so with these three things, and you do them every day, like I said, it just works wonders. I am the proof of that, because if you knew how depressed I was, the depression that I was in, and how I'm feeling now, a definite 180 degree on how I feel on the inside. And so I'm hoping just to share this all with you. So when you tune into the Inner Work Journal podcast, we're going to do these daily steps together. And so I'll come to you this week, bright and early in the morning, which is a challenge for me because I'm a night owl, but I want everybody to be able to have this early in the day, because it's important that you do it first thing in the morning. All right. And so we'll do these together. And you're just going to see after, you know, a few weeks of doing this, how it, you know, helps. Or if it helps you at all, because I know for me, it helped in a great way. And so that's the Inner Work Journal. My name is Stacy, by the way, Miss Stacy. And you can find me on YouTube, Miss Stacy. Facebook is Stacy Stacy. And the Inner Work Journal podcast you can find on facebook.com/innerworkjournal. It's a free download, and I'm not sure how long it's going to be up there, so go ahead and get your copy. And that's available for everyone. Okay. And that's how I will end episode one of the Inner Work Journal podcast. I do want to thank you for joining and listening. And I hope you are going to join me this week as I start to share with you how these inner work steps, these daily steps that we can do, you know, individually together, we can do these steps to improve how we feel on the inside. And so I look forward to it. So once again, thank you for joining me. You have just experienced the Inner Work Journal podcast. Tune in to do more of your inner work.